Did you know that 1 in 4 homes in Kansas tests high for radon? Many of us have never heard about the risks of radon gas in our homes. Hi, I'm Julie Smith with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Many home inspectors are now testing for radon levels when you buy or sell a home. Research shows that the risk of developing lung cancer increases as the concentration and length of exposure to radon also increases. What should you know and what can you do? First, radon is an invisible, odorless gas. It is capable of seeping through pores in the soil into the atmosphere or into the interior of a building. Radon gas entering the air quickly becomes diluted. However, it becomes concentrated and dangerous when it enters a structure such as a home. The gas seeps in through sump pumps, cracks, joints, and pipes that penetrate the walls and floors of your home. The only way to know the amount of radon is to test. Radon tests are available for purchase at your local extension office for $6 each. In the Wildcat District, you can visit our offices in Altamont, Fredonia, Girard, or Independence. It's very important for your family to make sure you are protected. Residential radon exposure is the second leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States, second only to smoking. Researchers also believe that children may run an even greater risk from radon than adults. If your home tests at elevated levels, there are mitigation techniques available. For more information, visit KansasRadonProgram.org. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Minute.